I had, I raised seven children. In fact, I'm still got two at the house. I had, my first three were daughters. And I was about to give up hope. But then the boy came along. I waited, it was about 4 or 5 years in between the girl I had. My oldest daughter was born in 48. Then I had one in 49 and one in 51. Then my boy was born in 55. And then I had another daughter, and she's 19. And then I got a little boy, 15, and one 11. So I pretty well kept my nose to the grindstone as far as having to make it.
Yeah. Now, your father, he was born here at Pascagoula.
Mm-hmm.
Seven generations in this town, huh? And can you tell me, do you know anything about his education?
My father attended the parochial school until he was about, I think, the 10th grade, 9th or 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he had to drop out, you know, and went to work. And,
and
mom. My mother.
Yeah, did you meet her here?
My mother was originally from Mobile.
Uh-huh.
But her mother was raised in this vicinity, you know.
Yeah.
In other words, she was raised in the Forge Lake community here. And she had relatives that lived in Pascagoula. And as a young girl, she came over to visit and met my father. And they were married in 1921.
Mm-hmm.
And they just recently celebrated their fifth wedding anniversary on June the 1st.
Did your mother ever do anything? Did she ever do anything else? Did she ever work or?
Well, oh yeah. Back during the Depression, in other words, my mother worked in the seafood business, you know what I mean? Picking shrimp.
Yeah.
And of course she worked at the, they started in about 36, they started the garment woolen mill here, they called it at that time.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, it might have been 35 or 36, somewhere along in that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And naturally being a seamstress, you know, having raised nine children, why, she knew a little bit about sewing, you know. So she worked for a time in the at the woolen mill, at the garment factory.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, why, the about 1938, when my father went to work shipyard, my mother quit and stayed home with the children, you know. And then later on, she started a little grocery business. And I think she had about $100 that she'd saved up. And she started a grocery business. I tore an old building down, an old home that we had acquired. And I took the lumber out of it, and I built a little, just a little grocery store. It wasn't much bigger than this.
Uh-huh.
And she built it up and done fairly well, you know. Never was a supermarket, but she helped an awful lot of people. She had all the money that she ever let out in credit, you know. She'd have been a wealthy person, but she just had a heart of gold, and she couldn't stand to see anybody needing something to eat, you know, as long as she could kind of hold her head above the water. So they never did.